USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As top Democrats are demanding full access to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report, Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at APEC, says,
"Make no mistake about it, my fellow Americans, this was a total vindication of the President of the United States and our campaign. And it should be welcomed by every American. And even if some Democrats want to spend more time on discredited allegations, the American people can be confident. The President and I are going to continue to focus where we always have, on the issues that are most important to our country, on a stronger and more prosperous America."
Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska will be threatened with more flooding even as the deadly waters retreat in the Midwest. The National Weather Service believes icy tributaries in Montana and the Dakotas threaten more floods for weeks to come. Thousands of people in those states have been forced to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
If you compare the price of oil that was almost $60 a barrel earlier last week to what it was at Christmas time, around $42 a barrel, you begin to understand why you're paying more for gasoline at the pump. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
Dan McTagg of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
At $2.62 a gallon, we've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific, from this time last week. If you go to this time last month, gasoline was almost 23 cents a gallon cheaper.
McTagg tells us gasoline may go even higher.
We're heading towards the potential, towards Memorial Day perhaps, of as much as $3 a gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
The American Academy of Pediatrics and American Heart Association cited the effects of too much sugar on obesity and other health problems like heart disease and diabetes. The group is calling for more beverages like milk and water on kids' menus and in vending machines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchleafstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
The Powerball jackpot continues to rise. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Southern California Powerball ticket buyers were all making plans about what they were going to do if they won.
Go to Key West for a little bit.
Build my house.
But the $625 million fourth largest Powerball jackpot ever went unclaimed again. No one has won the big prize since December. The next drawing on Wednesday has an estimated value of $750 million before taxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a rundown of the top weekend movies.
A spooky horror film is tops at the box office this past weekend. The movie Us, starring Jordan Peele, grossed $70 million. Captain Marvel is number two at $35 million. The animated feature Wonder Park is at $9 million. Just under that, the romantic comedy 5 Feet Apart is at $8.8 million. And slipping down to number five, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, at $6.5 million.
After 4 days of March Madness, just one perfect bracket remains from the websites ESPN, Yahoo, CBS Sportsline, Fox, and many, many more. The bracket center row correctly predicted the outcome of the first 48 games of the tournament, making it the first bracket ever to make the Sweet 16 perfect. You can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.